Father, this morning I give you grateful thanks for your call upon my life. Father, I thank you for your promises, for your blessings. Because as we have heard from your word, Father, you provide us with everything that we need. We are never left alone, for you neither slumber nor sleep. Father, that if we just look to you, you guide us in the right way. And often we don't understand, but I just thank you for the knowledge that as we step out, as you lead, then everything falls into place and it's your plans that are being fulfilled, not ours, but it is your will being worked out in our lives. And Father, as we've been singing this morning about a river of life that flows through us, I pray that you will help us to open our hearts even further, that love that you give to us will flow out like a river. Yeah. Father, there are so many in this world that are hurting so badly. They see no hope. They see nothing before them. But Father, you have this message. We've been given the message to give out. Father, help us to do this. It isn't anything that comes naturally to us. But as we trust in you, you will give us the words. And they will be the right words at the right time. So Father, I give you thanks also for this body, for this gathering. We are so blessed with the word that we receive each week. And Father, I thank you that it will come again this morning. Open our hearts, Lord, and let us receive it deep inside. Help us to be changed people at the end of this meeting, Father, that we can just let that word do its work. Because, Father, the desire of each one of us here is to serve and to worship you, to honour you. And that is why you bring us together. But the greatest privilege, Lord, is that you are here with us. This is about you and about no one else. So thank you, Father, for this privilege this morning. And please accept our grateful thanks, Father, for we are humbled before you. We just bow that knee now in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.